What is up?
I'm properly thrilled that you guys are in. So thanks for coming in.
I'm properly thrilled that we're here.
Yeah.
And you actually just walked into studio and sang to me.
Yeah.
Which is pretty impressive. What was that you were singing?
You know that song?
No, what is it?
Why do I feel like you've gotten that and you just, it hasn't registered, but it's the best song ever.
Can you give us a little to do that?
Oh, Sheila, let me love you till the morning comes. You got to be the only one.
Is that Prince?
No, it's the guy that wanted to be Prince.
Oh, it sounds like Prince. I wish it was a Prince song.
It's an amazing song. Look it up.
Who's am I?
I don't remember.
It's right. Well, I love that version.
Oh, Sheila.
Oh, Sheila. I'm going to look it up.
Best song. Oh, Sheila. Love that song.
I might actually drop that when I DJ tomorrow night.
Yes.
Now I have to.
You should.
It's a sign. It's a sign.
It is.
So, like, is this kind of a typical day that you would kind of just walk around, meet people, sing to them? Is that what you do?
Day in the life.
I was on the plane. We literally just got off the plane. It was crazy. And I realized that I break into song way too many times during the day.
Oh,
like, I just
musical.
Make up songs, like, walking down the street. Like, everything I do, I turn into a song. And I realized, like, that must be the most annoying thing to people around me.
We're just used to it.
It's what you grew up with, I suppose, as well, isn't it?
Because I think dad kind of turns everything into a song.
My dad definitely turns everything into a song. Or sings the wrong lyrics to every song.
Yeah.
My dad doesn't know any lyrics. It's hilarious.
So give us a story again. Your dad was on drums and your mom was on guitar. And that's how they met each other.
That's kind of the reason that I think they decided to continue seeing each other. Was they both kind of realized they both love music.
Yeah.
And and then they had three kids and then decided we'll make them play music also. No, but I think our dad
was bad playing pop music as a kid.
But I think what happened was my dad kind of realized that, you know, it'll keep us together as a family if we all play together.
Yeah.
So my dad put us each on the drums when we were like 3 months old, when we could like hold our heads up. And we really took to it. In a weird way. I mean, I majored in it in college. I majored in Brazilian drumming in college.
Right, okay.
It was really not like going to college. It was like going to camp.
Yeah.
But we just really loved it growing up. So we stuck to it, you know.
You're a big fan of Van Morrison songs?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
So when you guys were together, what kind of stuff were you singing?
I mean, the first song we learned as a band was Brown Eyed Girl.
Love that song. I love that song so much that I was mad that I had blue eyes. I was like, all I wanted was brown eyes so I could sing that song to myself.
Sheila can sing that song.
No, you can sing that song.
Or you can sing it to me.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, come on, guys.
Brown Eyed Girl.
Oh, I would so love it if you could just a tiny bit.
So I'd find my way now that I'm on my own. Anyway,
don't stop.
Oh man,
we could go all day.
No, go on, give us a time, because we are going to play the new single very shortly. But just give us a little taster of it now. Little Brown Eyed Girl.
Hey, where did we go? I'll do the bass.
Days when the rains came, bum, 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 bum. Down in the hollow, bum, 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 bum. Playing a new game, bum, 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 bum. Laughing and a running, hey hey, skipping and a jumping. In the misty morning fogging, our hearts are thumping in you. Brown eyed girl. You my brown eyed girl.
There we go.
Oh.
See, that was with no lyrics in front of us. That was
amazing.
Off the top of the noodle.
I love it. Thank you. You sang to me twice.
Yeah.
I feel very privileged. So are you guys always in a good mood? Because you seem to me like you've come into the studio and this is a lightness and a fun playfulness about you guys.
I think we're just so happy to be in Dublin.
Yeah.
Great.
We love it here.
Life is too short to ever really feel bummed about being in Dublin, you know?
Yeah. Always good vibes in Dublin.
Always good vibes in Dublin.
And what are you going to get up to when you're here?
We're playing a show.
Chaos.
Actually, we're kicking off our tour here. It's our first show and we haven't played in a long time. So we're really excited to start everything off in Dublin. We're really excited. So it's going to be a party. It's going to be so much fun.
We ended our last tour.
It's true.
Dublin,
we ended with starting. Florence in Dublin and we're starting back here. It's great. I'm pumped about it.
Tell us about coming back again in July, though. You're back on the 13th
Park.
Of July in the Phoenix Park.
Yes.
Oh, I know. It's emblazoned in my mind.
It's going to be so much fun. We've never... I've seen the Killers play so many times. I've never met them before, so I'm very excited to share a stage with them. They're an amazing band. They're so cool. I love them.
Ocean.
Yeah, Frank Ocean. It's just an amazing lineup. So I'm really excited to be a part of it.
So Lana, you're the youngest. Yes. Esther, you're the eldest. Mm-hmm. Danielle, middle child.
Yes.
Also. Quieter of the three. So yeah. It kind of kicks back, lets it happen, yeah. Kind of just, you know,
kinda
you can do the talking.
Oversee what's going on. I guess it's the middle child syndrome or something.
I've heard that the middle child is supposed to be the loudest.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're always vying for attention.
Yeah.
Nope, but you just took the opposite and just went, I'm too lazy.
She's not lazy. Anything. She's just, Danielle's very wise. I always think of Danielle as the wise one.
Danielle's the zen one.
Wise one. Mm.
And Alana and I are like
all the time. Crazy kids.
I heard you, Alana, refer to you guys in an interview once as like the wolf pack. Like,
yes, oh, yeah. We are a wolf pack. I consider us a pretty.
Sheila, do you want to be in our wolf pack?
You can be in our
can
wolf
I be
pack.
In your wolf?
You
want to be in
the
wolf pack?
Oh, Sheila,
let me love you till the morning comes.
Oh my god, yeah. Amazing! I'm so there. If you're inviting me, I am accepting that
you
invitation.
You are in the wolf pack.
I'm in the wolf pack. I'm in the Heim wolf pack. That is a pretty cool moment for me.
Officially inside the wolf pack.
Okay, so you're back again in July. You're going to be obviously, you know, enjoying your few days here and taking in the sights and all the rest. The new song is brilliant. Falling, and we're dying to hear the album. When is it going to be out?
It is going to be out in the late summer vibes. We're really excited to put it out. We've been working so hard on it. All we want to do is just put it out and then tour until our fingers bleed.
Yeah.
But we're so excited to put it out, so excited to show everyone what we've been working on and hopefully come back to Dublin, you know.
Victorious!
Well, you'll be back again, as I said, in July,
yes,
with Frank Ocean, Two Door Cinema Club, and of course The Killers as well. This is the new single. I love the video as well, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Very cool. Very, very cool. It's Falling. ST, Danielle, and Alana, thank you so much.
Hi. Yay, yes.
Like I'm standing at the edge, I know that no one's gonna turn me around. Just one more step, I could let go. When in the middle, I hear the voices and they're calling for me now. I know that nothing's gonna wake me now, 'cause I'm a slave to the sound. Don't stop, no, I'll never give up, and I'll never look back. Just hold your head up, and if it gets rough, it's time to get rough. They keep saying, don't stop, no, it's never enough. I'll never look back, never give up, and if it gets rough, it's time to get rough.
look back and never give up. Never look back and never give up. I'll never give up.